everyone. Today we are back with a new episode of our weekly Outlook podcast. I'm João and I have here with me both Clara and Sarah. Starting with you, Clara, do you have any update of the Poland-Belarus border situation?
Hi João, Sarah and all our listeners. In fact, I have. According to the Polish authorities, the migrants trapped on the border between Poland and Belarus have made many misleading attempts to breach the frontier, but all of them were opposed by 15,000 Polish soldiers. The authorities said that there were nearly 600 crossing attempts on Tuesday and three large-scale efforts overnight, with more than 100 migrants on Wednesday. 9 people were detained and 48 were immediately sent back to Belarus. The Polish Defense Minister, Mariusz Błaszczak, said that there was a plentiful group of people on the Belarusian side of the Kuznik border crossing, and some of the migrants were pushed toward the barriers by Belarusian services.
Also in Europe, this Wednesday, Google lost its appeal against a competition fine over its shopping service. They were brought to trial for favoring their own comparison shopping service over competing services. In 2017, after a 7 years investigation, Google has already been accused of abusing its market power to give an illegal advantage to another arm of its businesses. However, they claim they made changes in its shopping service in 2017 to comply with the European Commission decision. In addition, Google is contesting another 2 multi-billion euro fines, one for being accused of abusing its dominance in the Android operating system, and another for blocking competitors in the online advertising market.
It seems that there's a lot of things happening in the old continent. Let me tell you about inflation in Europe. The European Central Bank could be approaching its inflation target of 2% over the medium term. Members of the Central Bank have sought to downplay expectations that there could be a rate increase in the later part of 2022. This is despite the recent spike in inflation, which is currently at a 13-year high in the euro area. The ECB believes that these price pressures will fade in 2022 and monetary policy will have to remain somewhat accommodative. The ECB's Elderson said that they were very much aware that near-term inflation is higher than previously expected and that they understand that this is a concern for citizens as this influences their disposable incomes and purchasing power. But moving on to another topic, Clara, is there any development about the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, there is. Pfizer asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize booster shots of its COVID-19 vaccine for Americans aged 18 and older, which will be an important step to the increase of the number of people eligible to get the extra shots. A third dose of the vaccine, which was developed by BioNTech, has already been authorized by the FDA for elderly people and at-risk adults. The FDA agency is expected to grant a request before the winter holiday season, giving access to all 181 million fully vaccinated people.
While we are talking about health, let me introduce you a very important topic, healthcare. Nowadays, in the US, on average, getting family health coverage on the job costs operators and their companies more than $22,000, approximately 19,000 euros a year. Despite the reinforcement of the importance of health benefits brought by the recent pandemic, corporations are having some difficulties making health insurance more affordable. Moreover, another significant consequence of the COVID-19 pandemic was the urge to augment the employer's coverage of mental health issues. Mental health care represents a top priority for 2022. According to the Business Group on Health, 91% of the large firms surveyed are concerned about long-term mental illness such as depression and anxiety. Besides that, and talking about other subjects, I confess that I'm curious about what happened in the UN Climate Summit.
Well, you should. Let me tell you a bit of that. At the UN Climate Summit, some transport companies and governments unveiled a raft of pledges to slash greenhouse gas emissions. Analyzing the commitment of car makers, some companies and countries signed to pushing out fossil fuels vehicles by 2040, while others didn't commit to the challenge. Also, 19 countries signed to establish half a dozen green shipping corridors with zero emissions from its aviation sector by 2050. Consequently, major US airlines joined the effort to speed the development and use of sustainable aviation fuels, SAF, to decrease emissions in air transport. However, these alternatives still have some issues. the expensive costs, or even the fact that its benefits are not proven yet.
Since you've mentioned air transport, did you know that South Korea is testing a system for controlling air taxis? On Thursday, November 11, South Korea demonstrated a system for controlling urban air mobility vehicles. This demonstration took place in the sequence of the announcement made last year that by 2025, South Korea would begin urban commercial air travel, cutting travel time by two-thirds from an hour by car to 20 minutes by air. The transport minister, Noh Yeong-ok, said that is expected that the trip for Incheon International Airport to central Seoul costs around 110,000 won, approximately 80 euros when commercial journeys start 2025, but to drop around 20,000 won, approximately 15 euros after 2035 when the market matures.
And this was our last topic of the week. Hope you are all doing fine and we will bring you more hot topics next week. Thank you, Sarah and Clara, for being here with me, and we'll see you next week.